I have a very important recommendation to offer. This suggestion is the following. Do not ask for recommendations for a particular product, and do not expect them. Do not use recommendations as a basis for deciding whether or not a particular approach, method, therapy, or product is going to provide you with some benefit. Why do I say this? This sounds like it's outrageous. I get many people who call up and they say, oh, I see that you've interviewed this particular important person. They suggested this particular product. Where are your testimonials? Tell me what people have said. Well, I can tell them, of course, what people have told me about that product, but I have no written testimonials. And the person will say, why not? Well, the fact is that when I first started to host the Parkinson's Recovery Radio and to do blogging for Parkinson's Recovery 2 decades ago, I did typically post some testimonials that I received from individuals, sometimes emails, sometimes they were vocal emails, but I stopped. And I think the reason is the following. A vast majority of testimonials that you will see or even hear are false. Now, you've heard about false media. Well, this is false testimonials. It's fake. And so how can you distinguish between the information that is legitimate and the information that is not? I don't know how you can do that. I'm sorry. I don't have any answers for you. I think this particular problem is now, just over the last several months, become very serious because of artificial intelligence. You're going to have programs that generate these testimonials, and they look legitimate. They look like, oh, wow, that's from this particular person, and there's even an email. This must be legitimate, and yet it's just fabricated by this new set of programs called artificial intelligence. So where is all of this leading? I say don't pay any attention to testimonials. Don't look at them. Well, first of all, you have a unique body, a unique set of circumstances. The solutions for you are going to be different from other persons who found successful therapies that help them. Of course, ask everybody that you know, well, what are you doing that is helping you feel better? Listen and take important notice about what they've said. Maybe something that they've said is going to be helpful. I can tell you, and in fact, I can guarantee you, that of the many dozens of natural therapies I've now documented, I can first of all say I know they help some people. For some therapies, I know they help a lot of people. But there is no method, no therapy that helps everyone. It just simply doesn't exist. If you run across a presentation of a product or a website, and it infers that, boy, all you have to do is get this, okay, fine, maybe it costs thousands of dollars, but if you just get this, let me tell you, you're going to get well, you're going to get better. Forget it. I mean, don't do that because it doesn't exist. I can say with some confidence, we now know that there really is no one kind of approach that's going to work any kind of miracle for you. So in the end, where is all of this leading? Okay, now you're confused. Okay, I don't listen to testimonials. How do I make a decision? My answer is this, and it's very brief. My answer is your body has the answers. Your body is your best doctor. All you need to do in order to figure out what medicines to take, what supplements to take, what therapies to pursue, what individuals to talk with or see, what consultations to get, is to muscle test all of that. Ask your body. Now, if you'd like to know more about muscle testing, please email me. I'll be happy to send you a short little booklet, of course, for free, that provides an explanation of how muscle testing is done. And I present 4 methods that you can muscle test yourself. It doesn't require somebody else's help. So email me, Robert, my first name, R-O-B-E-R-T, at, you guessed it, parkinsonsrecovery.com. I'll be happy to return to you the PDF of my little book on muscle testing. So in the end, what I'm suggesting is there is an answer, and it's always been with you. You've always had access to the answer, and that is the intuition and the instinct of your own body. Now, muscle testing is a bit mechanical. You can also get answers by just trusting your intuition. Just ask yourself, is this something that I think is going to help me? Check in with yourself. Forget what anybody else is going to say or suggest, including myself. Ask your body, is this going to help me or not? Get the answer and then act on the answer. If the answer is yes, go for it. If the answer is no, forget it. So I really like muscle testing. I oftentimes use just my own intuition, but sometimes I do use muscle testing, and I want to say with great benefit.